Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I am your presiding pastor, Pastor Angela McCarty, Chicago-based port known as Shistapoochee, and this is the edition of Flash Forward Friday, but it's rebroadcast because you couldn't hear me and I couldn't hear you on Friday. Okay, so enough of that. We're going to jump right into the Word of God and get right into this show. It's fully packed with a lot of positive, spiritual, deep, in-depth thinking music. I mean, it's this kind of music that really makes you examine your own walk. And I have to give thanks and appreciation to all the artists who've ever sent anything into JHOM to be played, that we appreciate you very much. Also, don't forget to go to our website and download our app, which will make things much easier for you. You'll have all the links and connections to all of our Facebook pages, our radio shows, our sermons that are going to be put on there. And it will just help you stay in touch and keep us all contained in the same area so we know exactly everything that God has to offer you through JHOM. Okay, Galatians 4th chapter, 12th through the 14th verse. It goes like this. This is what we're going to be the Bible verse for the week. I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. It even through my illness was a trial to you. You did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I was an angel of God, as if it were Christ Jesus himself. Wow. The reason that this verse popped out in my spirit for this week is because the fact that it says that I started preaching the gospel to you even though I was ill. And he said, then my illness was a trial for you to see how you would react and how you would respond to someone who is not well. And in this, they responded the right way. They treated him as if he was like an angel from heaven. They welcomed him with open arms. And that's what we have to do. There's a lot of people are suffering from a lot of different things. And people believe because you are a Christian that if you have an illness and you're not well, it's because you have no faith in the healing powers of Christ. That is a lie from the pit of hell. What it means is that you're trusting God to do his will in his body because it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to him. So anything that's happening within our body, God has complete control over. God has complete ruling over. He can heal you in a second, or he can afflict you for your time here on earth. He's going to heal you either on earth or in heaven, so you are going to get healed. So that is not the issue. The issue is how do other people respond to those who are not well? Do you scorn them? Do you question their Christianity, question their faith, or do you just love them and welcome them as they are a child of God, even Jesus Christ himself? That is what that verse spoke to me about. And I want you to read it. I want you to study it. I want you to ask God for revelation, ask Christ to unleash those mysteries of the Bible and get your own understanding for what this verse is saying. And you can always email Sister Pucci at journeyhomeoutreachministries.org, and I would love to discuss any of this further with you. Okay, everybody, I'm ready to get rolling into the show. And first up on the mic, we are going to do Mac featuring Nate. And this is Won't Take My Soul. And here we go.
My soul is know that it's not my soul for sale. It's not my soul. I'ma say that again, cause I don't think they heard me though.
I'ma say that again.
Just know that
heard me.
My soul. Just know that it's not my soul for sale.
It's not
my soul. Let's go.
It's not
Let's shout out to Mac. Let's shout out to Sight Out. To be Sight.
In
in life. I believe we can live carefree. But the devil buying souls and y'all acting like they free. Living your whole life in pursuit of vanity. You see yourself as a good person, but ask what does God see? God, I ain't trying to condemn you or nothing, just make you think. The devil can make the most bit of pie seem sweet, sweet. And you don't want to slice all of it, you want to eat. But that slice of humble pie, we never want to see. The truth is like a knife to the gut and the cut deep. We treat it like it's something forbidden, we can't speak. We treat peace like it's a star that we can't reach. And God like the sibling of bread, call when you need. The same when you call, when you trapped and need to be free. The devil is a lion and unless he wants to feed. But I refuse to be a meal to one of my enemies. So I ask at the end of this road, what will your soul be?
Like every day is a struggle. And now you see it, brothers wanna hustle. Could it be my own environment is starting to depress me? Ain't been able to find peace of mind lately. Riding the red line, and it's my own people looking at me like they hate me. Frustrated more because I can't find the help that I'm looking for. Trying so hard to stay focused, keep my eyes on the pitch and hesitant to make a decision because I only want to make the right one. Dudes get themselves in the peace and they quit to pick up a gun. A man now from responsibility I can't run. At times when I can just pack up and leave the hood for good, feeling like I'm alone. Don't let me be misunderstood. You said that you wouldn't put no more on me than I can bear. Through these eyes, it hurts too much to stay aware. The struggle, it feels like I'm always there. Feeling all alone in this world, like, do anybody care? Person, everyday life situations, it's like, how do I prepare?
Yeah, that's what it do though. Yeah, that's what it do though. Yeah, we in the zone though. Yeah.
Look into my eyes, how can you fly home through broken skies? It's a mental dive, tell it the use of my troubled mind. But God enlightens even when the dark frightens. But pain made me put on my gloves, I was tired of fighting. I was tired, my entire desire was to be one with the higher. But my attitude and matches altitude, my longitude and latitude was wrapped up in the global gloom. And out of the hospital, scared as ever that she might die. Oh Lord, I cry tears of fear, but an old fear is not the reason why I'm here. Cause granted, it's he that is in me, then the envy of he that is killing the world. I look beyond my window pane and see you hold the world in your hands. Don't you bless me in spite of my love incomplete. Like Kurt, you were always more than life to me.
I'm headed toward the sky.
That's Won't Take My Soul From Me with Mac featuring. All right, everybody. We're going to keep on moving on. That was Mac featuring Nathan. I just realized I didn't say the last word. Mac featuring Nathan. All right. We're going to keep on moving on and keep on grooving with the show. And next up is God's Grace is Sufficient. Everyone, we get a new cup of grace and mercy every day. And what that means is that we get to start all over trying to get things right, you know, trying to keep ourselves in divine order with the Trinity. And so what we realize is that no matter if we don't have anything else, God's grace is sufficient. And here we go by Society Hill Music. right, that was God's Grace is Sufficient by Society Hill Music. And if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flash Forward Friday. It's a rebroadcast because the last broadcast on Friday did not take. So, everybody, I want to turn your attention to the Word of God, Galatians 4th chapter, 12 to the 14th verse, and it says, I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I was Christ Jesus himself. Everyone, people who are sick are not sick because they have lack of faith. They're sick because this is what God has allowed to happen within their body at this time for other reasons. It has nothing to do with the person who actually has an ailment sometimes. It has to do with everyone who's around that person and how do you treat someone like that? How do you welcome someone like that? Do you question that person's faith? Do you believe that they don't believe in healing? Do you think they're doing something in order to have this plague or illness come down on them? This is what they're talking about in Galatians. And you know, there have been people afflicted with illnesses throughout the entire Bible. And if you look at Job in the Old Testament, he had boils. He had everything possible that could happen to him. Illness in his mind, illness in his body. His wife, his kids died. He lost his house. He lost all his wealth. His wife told him to curse God and die. So he had nothing but his faith. Even though he was still afflicted, he never lost his faith. And so that is what I'm talking about today, and hopefully that what you are getting out of the scripture. But I always ask for every scripture that I read to go into prayer, for God to really reveal any mysteries in the Bible to you. Ask for wisdom so that you may discern and understand the Word of God. And always, always read and verify for yourself. Okay. All right, everybody, let's get back into the show. Up next on the mic is going to be Reverend Sexton with his review, and it's Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down. And here we go.
Of Jesus Christ, Satan. come down. In Satan, your kingdom must come down. 'Cause I've heard the voice of Jesus Christ. Satan, your kingdom must come down. I wanna pray till they tear your kingdom down. I'm gonna pray till they tear your kingdom down. 'Cause I've heard the voice of Jesus Christ. Satan, your kingdom must come down.
Kingdom must come down, or Reverend Saxon and his review. Everybody, if you're just joining me again, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And now it's time for the DJ dance break. But our resident DJ, DJ Shaheem, everybody. Now, let me remind you the reason of the dance break. The dance break is for one to keep your mind focused on God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, or whatever the artist is talking about, for 15 minutes, and it also makes you get up and praise and worship God for 15 minutes. And believe me, when you worship Him for 15 minutes, He is pleased. Definitely, He is pleased. So everybody, here we go. The DJ Shaheem's break for the week, and here we go.
You're in the mix.
The
DJ Shaheem.
There's a man that I'm in love with.
Get back, right.
get back right.
Lost my cool.
Whoa, say.
Bounce back, that dirt on my shoe.
Show back, right.
When you got real power, you can't lose.
Get back right. Get back right. Yeah, top down, hair back. Ride by the hype beast, don't fair facts. Money more, and I don't wanna hear trap. I play Rick James when I'm in traffic. I've been doing this since fifth grade. I've been doing this since I've been safe. I've been rock crowds on a big stage. I've been made hits with some big names. Yada, 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 yada. Bought a Mercedes for my baby mama. VIP, rockin' Dolce Gabbana. I went to the Grammys and I took my mama. Bottles on bottles on bottles. And models on models on models. And dollars on dollars. Yeah, that don't help me with my soul when I holler. And I'm feeling the pain and I'm dealing with drummer. Woo! That's too deep. I better fall back. Nah, get this work. You should've wore a hard hat. They told us I'm working the summer. I told them I'm working on something. I'm waving my banner, no propaganda. Why you flexing in your Panamera? Get back, right. 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 Get back, right.
Lost my cool.
Whoa, say.
Bounce back, got dirt on my shoes.
Show back, right.
When you got real power, you can't lose.
I get back right, yeah. I get back right. Ooh. I don't really stress, I pray more. Get a little stretch my case off. I've been doing this since you was like out on the Weibo, playing with your Legos. But I don't cap a rap facts. You ain't going check the stats. You and your squad versus me and my guy. Look, bro, you ain't finna win that now. Nah. Was a season when I thought that I had fell off. Then I sat back like you crazy, boy, you know you well off. Everything I had was winning. Nissan on the side of the city. No chance you could see who was in it. At the mall, I was pitching my pennies. In the beginning, Jimmy Jazz for the clothes, TV Johnny for the gold. Them was the goals. Never cared about my soul. I can wait till I get old. I'm on these hold up. Wait a minute, new beginnings. I was down, now I'm winning. I know who did it and I don't forget it. You know I'm still about to sell it.
Dirt on my shoes.
Show back, right.
When you got little power, you can't move.
I just get back, right.
You're in the mix with DJ Shaheem.
And I can take it back to when days were simple. Where all I had to worry about was school and if I had a pimple. Now everybody looking up to me like I'm God. And I'm trying to be the man, but I can't put up no facade. It's a sacrifice out here leaning, trying to pass for wounds. Me and self still bleeding. Everything's falling. I wonder who see us. Boom, boom, bad like automatopoeia. Automatopoeia, I've been on my job. 15 years, I was feeling like time. But it's my shepherd, I've been reading in Psalms. You feel God in my feet and my palm. And take it back to when days were simple. Where all I had to worry about was school and if I had a pimple. Now everybody looking up to me like I'm God. And I'm trying to be the man, but I can't put up no facade. It's a sacrifice out here leaning, trying to pass for wounds. Me and self still bleeding. Everything falling, I wonder who see us. Boom, boom, bad like automatopoeia. Automatopoeia, I've been on my job. Everything is, I've been feeling like time. Notice my shepherd, I've been reading in Psalms. Need to feel God in my feet and my palms. I feel like I'm overprotective because I'm scared of getting hurt. It's like time and time and time again, the hurt is getting worse. I feel I'm cursed cause people lie to me so much I can't relax. Every time I'm trying to level up, the devil on my back.
We've been down before, yeah, I know. It ain't nothing like I've been through before.
My past, I can't let my story worry bring me down. He brought me through that. What's done in the dark comes to the light. I promise that's the realest. He pulled grace from a big band like he rocking with the Steelers. Top of that, my homeboy passed last week. Long live 22. That's how fast life be. Then I step out to a show and get a call from my sis. She said a dude hung himself in school. He only in the sixth. It's my job to bring this hope. It's my job to walk this road. It's my job to always stay low. It's my job to save these souls. So I can't give them now. Mary, Mary is the sound. Praise for life like I'm glad. We still let know we got.
We've been down before. Yeah, I know. It ain't nothing like I've been through before.
For this thing. I knew I was built for this thing. I ain't been a saint. He showed me love anyway. I hear you talking away. Get out of my face. He knew his plan for me. This for my family. Family. You live in a fantasy. If you think you can handle me. Yeah. 705 touch the street where it all started in a condo. All we had was the Ray and John. Got me feeling like Rondo. 14 years I've been in this thing and I still ain't even reached my bill. Yeah. Everything that I need already living up inside of me. Just a warm up mic in a dream. Use a hip hop DJ fourth in the mean. Sitting on church floors in the summer 14, fam stay together like young Al Green. Ayy, rapping bars at them chicken dinners. For all of y'all that think that we beginners. Ayy, ayy, yeah, I'm on my way. Yeah, yeah, so all I'ma say.
He made me for this moment, I can't lose. I'm going no matter what you do. I ain't going down like that.
Going down like that.
I ain't going down like that. Going down like that.
Going down like that.
I ain't going down like that, going down like that.
Going down like that, yeah.
I ain't going down like that, going down like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I ain't going down like that, going down like that.
DJ Shaheem.
Yo, I'm still kicking. You ain't been around, but homie, I'm still living.
me. Funny face, Snapchat, trolling me all up on FBIG. Really wonder why these haters wanna fade with it. I'ma break, get it, second take with it. I'ma say, get it, yep, yep, and I was born to say. On the issue, I keep it real, like every day, so say, right.
No, I'm not tripping, though you gone missing. Said you'd always be there, but I never should've listened. No, I'm not tripping, yo, I'm still kicking. You ain't been around, but homie, I'm still living. Oh, no, no, no.
That was DJ Shaheem's mix for the week, and I hope everybody enjoyed that. I enjoyed it myself, just sitting back, praising God, thinking about what is being said. You know, it's so refreshing when you really exercise focusing on the word or focusing on something of God for an extended period of time. And even if you don't dig the dance break, you can still focus on him. Give him 15 minutes a day where you're doing nothing else but tuning in to the word of God. All right, everybody. Again, you're listening to JHOM, Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. And we are here just chilling and celebrating the goodness of the Lord. As I was telling you, don't forget Galatians 4th chapter 12 through the 14th verse is the Bible verse of the week. I want you to read it, meditate on it, ask God to reveal those things to you that are mysteries of the Bible, and ask Jesus Christ to be there to help explain everything that's revealed to you. All right, it goes like this. 4th chapter, 12 through the 14th verse of Galatians says, I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if an angel of God, as if I was Christ himself. Ladies and gentlemen, to me, this is embodying what is going on today. People who have illnesses do not have a lack of faith. People who have illnesses are not walking with Christ. They are probably going through something before someone else. As the scripture tells you, that illness was a trial for them. And because they did not treat the person with the illness with contempt and scorn, and it instead welcomed them with love, that is what we have to do. We have to welcome people with love. If you're sick, do not question why they are. Couldn't question Job, why are you sick, Job? Job did nothing wrong. So it's not a case of what God can or cannot do. It's just a simple fact that we should love each other no matter what any of us are going through. All right, everybody, that's enough for today. Don't forget, I'm going to be doing a sermon on the 14th called Seed Time and Sowing and Seed Time. All right, so we don't have much time left on this show. It just flies by no matter when or no matter what time we start. The show just flies by. I love what I do, in case you didn't notice. I just absolutely love it. Okay, let's pull up something that we haven't heard up in a long time. This is called Wake Up, a Better Person. Here we go.
Last night.
Okay, that's Woke Up a Better Person by Alarm Clock. Went to sleep last night, woke up a better person. And that's what we all strive to do, is to be better than we our former selves. You know, each day is an opportunity for us to get a chance to, like I said, to get it right, to do it over again. We have not had any poetry on this show today, so we're going to do something from me. His cry, my reply. And the beginning of this was, this is part of the Journey Home, a collection of poems by Sister Poochie, the place where the ministry was birthed and how it received its name. The narration of this, of my introductions was done by Mugen Mentality, who's no longer with us, resting and chilling out in heaven. But he did a wonderful job getting this together for me, and I'm going to play it. His Cry, My Reply by Sister Poochie, and here we go.
My Cry, His Reply. Part 1 and 2. 12 stops later, I am finally home. I have learned that it doesn't stop here. Each day I must fight to keep the faith, to protect the peace I have discovered. The devil uses ways of the world to kill, steal, and destroy life and peace. Sometimes you just want to cry out, give me peace. No more drama, please. Christ will intercede on your behalf if you ask. I was so focused on the world's confusions that I could not see God working in my life. God was trying to get me to see that joy comes from being what God wants you to be, not what man instructs you to become. God is the only one who can tell you exactly who you are and why you are here. Once you focus on Christ, He will bless you and equip you with everything you need to pave your own way in the world. After all, God created it, and what better guide is there than the Creator? Once you totally surrender, God will move in your life, and Christ will provide love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control to all of those who follow Him. And God has also promised eternal life to those who follow Christ. What do you have to lose? A win-win proposition. He still needs disciples. Will you trust Him, believe, and follow? Reading reference, Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26, and John chapter 3, verses 16 through 21.
Twelfth stop of the journey, my cry, his reply, part 1 and 2. How do I take that quiet place with me? You know, that place where I feel free. When the ways of the world binds me, how can I feel free? Lord, I'm crying out to you. Please set me free from the betrayal, mistrust, all the conflict in the air, from the downright disgust I feel when Satan is near. Oh, that quiet place where it's just you and me. Lord, I'm asking you to cover me in the face of the world's adversities, for only you can unleash me in the name of Jesus. Set me free. I lowered my head, and Jesus replied to me, I'll make you ministers and prophets, you see. Come closer to me. Just like the disciples, you'll see things others can't see. Yes, you'll see all the pain of the world's adversities, but remember, it was me they hung on Calvary, and I am peace. So don't try to face the world without me. Hold my hand and I'll set you free. Like my resurrection, you'll rise above Satan, and I'll find every adversity. And you, my child, are already free in me. Amen. All right, everyone. That was My Cry, His Reply, Part 1 and 2 by Sister Poochie. Introduction narrated by Mugen Mentality, also known as Kuli E. Rest in peace, my brother. Rest in heaven. All right, everybody. We are rolling down. We're going to get a chance for one more song. So I am going to kick it up with Fire by Machete Mole. And here we go. Machete Malloy, everybody. Woo. We're down to the last 5 minutes of the show, so I definitely want to get the word of God in here. Galatians 4th chapter, 12th through the 14th verse. And before I read, I want to say for all those who are afflicted with any type of illness whatsoever, all stay encouraged. For those who are caregivers, stay encouraged. For those who love someone who might be facing illnesses or difficulties, stay encouraged. God has not forgotten about you. God is still in the healing business. He will get to you when it is his timing. Look at Job and how long he had to be afflicted and he did nothing wrong. All right, everybody. I read in the precious name of Jesus. It says, I plead with you, brothers and sisters, become like me, for I became like you. You did me no wrong. As you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. And even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with the contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I was an angel of God, as if I was Christ Jesus himself. The part that jumps out for me in this is definitely is the illness became a trial for the other person who was not sick. It gave them an opportunity to show mercy, grace, understanding, peace, compassion, all those things that God wants us on his behalf. So as we roll out of the show, I just want everybody to meditate on that word. Definitely ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you those mysteries. You can ask the Holy Spirit, God, or Christ. I love it. You can ask any of them about the mysteries of the Bible and to unleash those things that you do not understand. But as I was saying, everyone who's out there, including myself, stay encouraged because God has not forgotten about you. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, Peace and blessings, and I'll see you next Friday for Flashback Friday. Here we go.